with another person, he would tell over to other people. So there would have been a curl. So therefore, if it's a new mountain and nobody knows about there's a mace there, we don't have to be afraid somebody was buried there if it's more than 50 yamis outside the city. Hilkach, therefore, Tumah Be'eretz Yisrael, le'mechafkinan. Again, in the case that it's a new hill, and it's outside the city more than 50 yamis, so we're not afraid that Nisha went there by herself. At most, she went with somebody else. And with somebody else, first of all, she'll go down to the basic cross already. And even if she didn't make it there, she buried down the road or right outside the city, since there's somebody else with her, that person knows about it. He would tell everybody. So if it's a new mountain, everybody knows what happened, and nobody talks about it, we don't have to be afraid. We'll say most probably nobody's buried there. That's why it's Torah. So what does this obligate to us? The Gemara says, Omer Rav Chisda, that Shema Minim Mir Ameya. We hear from Rav Meya that he says what? What's called an older mountain that's more than 60 years. In other words, that within 60 years, people still remember what happened. But with 60 years ago, we have to be afraid maybe before that there was a curl, people spoke about it, what happened, and they forgot about it. So who are you telling me now? Hi, Sadusa. If somebody saw Adis, is Achisin Shonin Mitkri. And let's say when a person was 14, 15, he was an aide, he saw the way somebody lent somebody money. So how long now can he still say this Adis? Until, let's say, he's going to be 75. For another 60 years, he could say the Adis. But Tfeiloi, once at 60 years from now, he can't say the Adis anymore. Le Mitkri, because people don't remember, just like you say here, after 60 years, people don't remember what happened. The Gemara says though, but really, Vallahi, it's not true. Over there, stand the fact that somebody buried a mace there. It's not thrown upon you to know if it was really buried there or not. Like nobody made you an aide to know, you have to remember. It's just stand talk where people talk. So stand things we say true, you remember till 60 years. After that, you forget. But over here, Kivan the Ram Yolei, Afilu Tuvanami, Ram Yolei means it's like thrown upon you. Since you are Makabal, accepted upon yourself to be an aide, like you know you have to remember, it's your responsibility, here it could be even for 100 years, maybe you remember. There's no limit to how long you could remember. You could remember since it's something that was put upon you, yeah, an achrayus to know about it. Yeah. So therefore there's no proof here to how long aides could still say it. Mishnah says, Zeroyma Ksav Yodi. You have one aidecho that's saying, again you have a star here. There was a shtar milvah, let's say the shtar says the way Shimon owes Reuben $100. And Adam signed on it. Now we want to go be Mekayim the shtar. So Lachar is, Ze Oymar Ksav Yodi, one aid says, this is my signature, Ze Ksav Yodi Shechaberoi. And I also recognize this is the signature of my friend. Ze Oymar, the second one says, Ze Ksav Yodi, this is the signature, my signature. Ze Ksav Yodi Shechaberoi, this is the signature of my friend. Is that the Mishnah Arei Eil Nemonim? We believe these two Edim, like that's a perfect type of a Kiyim, that we have two Edim here really, and both these signatures, that's called a good Kiyim. But the Chiddush is, what about? Ze Oyma Ze Ksav Yodi. One Ed tells us, this is my signature. He doesn't talk about the second signature. The Ze Oyma, now the second Ed says, Ze Ksav Yodi, this is my signature. So really, Bezdin here is like from these two Edechos, that each signature is true, but really we only have one Edechot on each signature. So the first man the holds, Tzrichen Tzarefi Moyim Acher. You have to bring a third person here, and like he shouldn't recognize both signatures. So now we'll come out, we have to raid them on each signature. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. As we'll see in the Gemara, Rebbe holds Kiyah means the Adam have to tell us that the signature is true. So you have to have two Adam telling us on each signature. So if you only have one and one, it's not enough. You have to have a third person that there should be two and two. Like each one knows his own. Now if you have a third person that knows both of them, so now you have two on each one. The Chacham say they'll know. You don't have to bring another one here. Each Eidechot is Nemon to be believed to say it's his signature. Now Bezdin hears from these two that the signatures are true. That's enough. What's the Machlokes Tolia? So Gemara says, Kishatim Tzoloima. The Divrei Rebbe, if you want to tell me according to Rebbe Shita, the svar is Al Ksav Yodon Hei Midin. That's Poshid. Edikia means they're telling Bezdin, we know this is our signature. So you need two Edim on each signature. That's why one and one is not enough. You have to have two Edim telling Bezdin that each signature is kosher. But the chiddush is the divrei chacham according to chacham shita al mona shebishtar hay midin. This is the chiddush. The chacham say when you have edikiyim, even though really what they're saying is that they know the signatures are not forged, it's their signatures. But what Bezdin has to hear or take out from this edus is that the halvor, what it says in the shtar, is true. So when each aid says this is his signature, he's like telling Bezdin, no, I know the halvor, the loan took place. So after these two Edim tell us, it's like Bezdin hears now from two Edim that the loan took place. So if the Yisoid of Kiyim is to tell Bezdin that Al Monesh Bishtar HaMidim, they're telling Bezdin they know the loan took place, so it's like you have two Edim now telling us they know the loan took place, that's called good enough for Edikim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue about this again more on the next tape. We'll start over again the Mishnah. Dav Chofa Medeis. We'll say the Mishnah over again. Zeloimel Ksav Yodi Vizek Ksav Yodi Shechaveroi. Again, you have a shtar that the Edim signed in it and says that Reuven owes $1,000. So now Bezdin wants to be Mekayim the shtar. They want to make sure the signatures were not forged. So the two Edim themselves come, and one Ed says, I recognize this is my signature, and I recognize this is my friend's signature. And the second aid says the same thing, that I recognize this is my signature and this is my friend's signature. Is a according to everybody, that's called the good kiyum. You have like two aidim now on saying on both pairs of signatures that they know it's the right signature. What about those? Let's say each aid only says that he knows his signature. He only says, I recognize this is my signature, and I don't know about the other ones. He just doesn't know. Is Tricha Nasarfi Moyim Achar Diver Rebbe? Rebbe Shitur is, it's not enough to have one Eid Echad on each signature, but you have to have two Eidim on each signature. Therefore, we have to get a third person from the street that recognizes both signatures, so we use him, and on each signature you have another Eid Echad, so it's called like we have two Eidim on each signature. The Chachamim Moim, the Chachamim say, Einam Tzrich Matzarfim Moim Acher. No, we don't have to have a third one. With these two Eid Echad, the first two alone is enough. Elanem Anadim Loim Azek Sav Yodai. It's enough you believe to say this is your signature. As long as we hear from two people, each one recognizes his signature, even though you only have an Eid Echad on each signature, but since we have two Eid Echad, that's enough to say this shtar is mekuyim. There's no more doubts to Bezdin. Bezdin will use this shtar to collect the money. So Gemara explains now, what's the machlekes? Kishatim Salaima, when you want to say that Ladivra Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Rebbe says you have to bring a third person here in order to have two Eidim on each signature in the shtar, as I'll tell you, Al Ksavi.